Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to season 2, episode 33 of Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn, and it is 6:32 a.m. straight up on the East Coast. It is tax day. How are y'all feeling? I know some of you may be on unemployment and you did your taxes before the American Relief Act was signed and you are now waiting on your amended forms or you're waiting on your tax return. Now, this is a confusing ass subject, y'all, and I'm going to break it down to you as best as I know how. And please don't listen to me because I'm doing the best that I know how. Like, I read on it. And once I read on it, then I tell you guys. Okay. So what they're saying is that people are automatically going to get money. You're going to automatically because of the pandemic last year, a lot of people didn't know that unemployment was supposed to be is taxable income. You're supposed to pay your taxes. And a lot of people did not know that. So instead of people owing thousands upon thousands of dollars, they decided that you got a tax break last year. Now, those of us who did pay our unemployment up to $10,200, you will get that tax break. So like if you got like, let's say like about, because I owe state, and I did my amended form. I'm actually getting a little bit more for the federal, but my state is zero. So it like balanced itself out, which I do not mind. I don't care at all, right? So if you, they said in some cases, some people are going to have to do amended forms. Now, I had to do an amended form. They sent me the email once everything was squared away because TurboTax was saying that once we get the information, then we'll pass it on to you guys. So I got an email like 3 weeks ago. Actually, it wasn't 3 weeks. Was it 3 weeks ago? Was it? I'm looking at my April. Yeah, so I did that. Let's see, because okay. Let's do this right here. Let's do this. So, yeah, it's been 3 weeks. Actually, this week will make it 3 weeks. And actually, they sent the email 3 weeks ago. Email from TurboTax sent it 3 weeks ago saying, okay, you can file your amended form. So I did that. I went over it, both state and federal. And I'm actually getting more money. Now, that money's going to help out because, as you all know, I am unemployed right now. So that money helps out a lot. And a lot of people ask me, well, Monica, when are you going back to work? That's another story for another day. But I'll try to break it in. I'll try to put a little bit in right now. They said that they're going to start rolling out automatically money, taxes, checks. Either you e-filed or they're going to send mine. What's the word I'm looking for? Through mail. So I should probably get mine in July. Now, I'm not looking forward to it because that's going to be money that I have to put away because unemployment stops. I don't know if unemployment stops or the federally enhanced. See, I'm confused about that. So I don't know if unemployment is gone or that's the federally enhanced unemployment. Like, what's the tea? What's going on? And, so I don't know what's going on with that. So I have to save my money. I have a lot of trips coming up this summer. So I have to like watch my pocket. So I'm not getting on a plane and going anywhere like I originally wanted to because my family is going away to Vegas in August. So I'm not going to be able to go because first of all, it's my birthday and I do a shitload of stuff for my birthday. Like, my birthday is like a celebration upon celebration upon celebration. It's like I celebrate the whole month You know what I mean? And it's like, and it's not nothing like extravagant or, oh, well, I'm not going to lie. My birthday is extravagant. Like, I do go to nice places. But during the month of August, I go to different, I do different things. But I have to save my money. So anybody out there who had the tax break waiting on the IRS, they said they're going to start rolling out checks in May. It is now May 17th. I don't know when they're going to start rolling out, but they said they're automatically going to be sent out and you should get a notice within 30 days when you're getting your money. So like you get a letter in the mail, and within 30 days, you should be receiving your money. They told me 8 weeks once from the time that it was accepted, and mine was accepted on the same day, the 28th. It was accepted the same day. So now I have to wait 5 more weeks because it'll be three. I have to wait 5 more weeks after this week. So, like, up until, like, maybe July, like I said, it'll probably be July, the middle of July, hopefully, prayerfully. If not, as long as they owe me, I'll never go broke. So, anyway, Preakness was Saturday, and Ron Bauer, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, won the 146th running of the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico Racecourse on Saturday, finishing ahead of Midnight Urban. The victory ended Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spurs bid to become the only the 14th horse to win a Triple Crown. So that's what happened at the Preakness. I was not home. I was in Philadelphia. I just got back, y'all. I am tired as hell. So yeah, Ron Bauer won the Preakness. I would have lost money because I had no idea who this was. But they said Ron Bauer sped down the home stretch past a tight battle between Medina Spurred and Midnight Bourbon. So he must have picked up momentum and he was going. I wish I would have seen that race, y'all. I love going down to the casino and watching the races and all that. Oh God, it's such a thrill. It's such a thrill. I don't know if they do the Belmont. I don't know if my family probably does Belmont. My family is a bunch of gamblers. All right, let me put a check mark right here. Do I have a check mark on here that we can do for the, okay, let's see. Well, okay, well, I already talked about the Preakness. I ain't gonna go back. I already talked about tax. I ain't gonna talk about that. But yeah, if they said that they're rolling checks out soon, E-filed. They also said you can go on to your, wherever you did your taxes, like if you went to TurboTax, and you can actually go through and see how much money. That's what I did at first. So you can actually see how much you're going to get. But in Maryland, it said I was supposed to get more money. But when I did it the second time, when it was actually sent to the IRS, I didn't get anything from Maryland. At first, it said they were going to owe me money, but then it didn't. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I'm not, you know, I long for nothing. I don't long for this. I think that people that say they don't long for nothing to me. Like, they don't have money. They don't have to worry about money. But as long as I got Jesus, I'm all right, y'all. I'm telling you, God pulls me through each and every time. My allergies are acting up some kind of terrible. Philadelphia. What can I say about Philadelphia? What is the gag? Okay, this is the gag, y'all. What's the tea, bitch? This is the gag and the tea. Philly cheesesteaks. Philadelphia cheesesteaks. Now, I am a foodie. I have been wanting to go to Philadelphia to get a Philadelphia cheesesteak forever, as long as I can remember. Long as I just wanted to go to Philadelphia. I wanted to get a cheesesteak. So we went up to Philly this weekend, my family, and we had a Philly cheesesteak. Now, mind you, this was our first time in Philly. Like, we always drove through Philly because you got to go through Philadelphia to get to Jersey or New York or whatever. So we live in New Jersey. Like, we are always in New Jersey. Like, we always are at Six Flags, down. Atlantic City, down. So we we're always in Jersey. And, which is why I was trying to convince my brother to go to Atlantic City this year. Instead of going to Vegas, you know, I want to go to Jersey. Because you got the beach right there and you got the casinos right there. Like, Vegas is too damn hot. I mean, even if it's hot on the East Coast, you can still just jump in the ocean. I was trying to convince them to go to Atlantic City. They was like, no, we're going to Vegas. So I got some pretty tall convincing to do, because I'm a Caesars Reward member, and you can actually get, like, cheap-ass rooms on your Caesars card. Like, and I'm going to tell them, like, when we go to the family reunion in West Virginia at the end of July, I'm going to try and convince them. Like, yeah, y'all, we're going to get all this summer, because we got plans for next weekend, too. So I'm just like, yeah, y'all, we got, you know, we doing all this stuff. Like, I'm going to do some heavy convincing. I'm like, yeah, y'all, how about we just go to Atlantic City? Like, no, Vegas, man, Vegas is too hot. You're not even going to enjoy yourself. You ain't going to like it. It's too big. It's too hot. It's too many people. CDC says you ain't got to wear a mask. You know Las Vegas been trying to come about the mask since the pandemic started last year. So try to do some heavy convincing, you know, because we got so much stuff that we're doing this year. This summer can make up from last summer. My brother, my sister-in-law got a big old pool in the backyard. Y'all know I'm going to be in that pool because I love the pool. I cannot swim, but I am definitely going to be in that pool. So we're all getting together this weekend. And then she has like a sip and paint. And she had something called sip and ride. And I'm going to Google this because I'm very interested about this. Okay, let's see. No, that's not the sip and ride I'm talking about. Nah, that's not the sip and ride I'm talking about. That's not it. Wait a minute. Hold up. Let me go back, y'all. Let me go back. Wait a minute. Let me see. You know what? Forget it, because Google, you are not my best friend today. She was talking about they were having something called, well, she wasn't having it. Somebody was having it. Like, she saw it on social media, and she said it was like $250 to go to this event. And it's called Sip and Ride. And Sip and Ride is basically, I guess you're sipping, and they teach you how to get on top. Okay. I thought that was interesting. That's interesting because I always look at different techniques. You know what I mean? Like, I always, like, want to know, like, how do you do that without catching a cramp? Like, I always catch cramps, you know? You know, like, okay, Monica, well, you got to stretch, baby, stretch. And so I remember I was online and they were talking about, they were showing people how to do it from behind, and I was just like, oh, okay. So they actually have classes for that. You know, I mean, some women are kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Subconscious about doing that, because they feel as though, like, once they hop on top, they look like they worry about their body and how the body is shaped. But let me tell y'all something. If the man didn't want you, he wouldn't be with you, okay? If he didn't, he knew what you was, he know what you look like with your clothes off. He know you got all them rolls, girl. Flex them rolls and flex that stomach, okay? That's all I got to say. But I think that will be a very interesting class, because I want to know some techniques myself. Like, I watch some movies sometimes, and I'm looking like, I'm not an acrobat. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not an acrobat. And we're all adults here. I'm not an acrobat. So I'm looking like, oh, okay, ooh. And these girls are like heavy, like me. And they be doing the damn thing, like, ooh. But I thought that would be interesting. I would be interested if anybody has that kind of class. Now, first of all, I didn't jump from Philly cheese sticks to sipping rides. Okay, so let me tell y'all something about these Philly cheese sticks that I cannot get with. The gag with Philly cheese sticks is I don't like them. I'm sorry. Hang me up by my neck in the town square. I don't like them. First of all, the hype about Philly cheese sticks. And I guess it depends on which one you go to. But I'm a foodie. I want to know which one do you go to and you get the best damn cheese stick in Philadelphia. So, you know, that's going to be my new thing. I have to go to Philadelphia to see who makes the best damn cheese stick. Because today, I was not impressed. All right, so let me break it down to you. I live in Maryland. We live in Baltimore. Right? So the meat was seasoned fine. It was seasoned perfectly, you know. Only thing that was on that sandwich was onions, meat, and cheese. And they put hot sauce in the middle of our table. And I was like, well, what's this hot sauce for? My sister-in-law was like, oh, that may be for the baby's chicken tenders because baby Malik and Megan got chicken tenders and fries. And I'm just like, why would you eat chicken tenders and fries in hot sauce? I think that hot sauce was supposed to be for, I don't know. I don't know. So the bread was nice and fresh, you know, the meat was nicely seasoned and nice and tender. But it wasn't what I thought it was going to be, y'all. Philadelphia, you let me down. Like, y'all, the gag, y'all let me down. That's the tea, bitch. I cannot believe I waited my whole entire adult life to go get this sandwich and I was let down. Maybe, like I said, I went to the wrong spot. But I'm not saying that it was bad. I'm just saying, like, I wasn't impressed and I did not like it. The cheesecake was better than the cheese steak. And Philadelphia looks like Baltimore a little bit. It was a lot of people out there today and a lot of people were wearing their masks. I'm going to get into that too. But, yeah, the gag, I don't like them. I love Philadelphia. Like, I will go back. But like I said, I will have to find the best damn cheesesteak place. And we're going to have to make a day of it. Me and my family again. We're going to have to go up there just to get a cheesesteak. But we went to Candytopia. And Candytopia is a candy museum. I had more fun than the kids. They have this marshmallow pit. You take your shoes off, put your shoes in a cubby. You got to keep your mask on now. And it's like faux marshmallows. It's like styrofoam. So we're going down the steps in this marshmallow pit, looking like a big ass above ground pool. And this dude bitch is sitting in there. I don't think these bitches had masks on, had face full of makeup, trying to be cute. Talking about, oh, this is my fort. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? This is your fort. You better move your ass over here and let these children get in this damn marshmallow pit and have fun, ho. So I can't relax my face. So my face must have told her otherwise. And then they got out. This bitch, y'all didn't belong. How the fuck y'all sitting in the damn marshmallow pit? Grown ass women sitting in marshmallow pits. Come on, y'all. Y'all late and lazy as fuck. Y'all is late. Y'all is so late. I can't stand y'all. I can't stand adults like that. Like, this is, it's for everybody. But basically, like, only thing that was in there was children. I was in there, my sister-in-law was in there. And the rest was children. Like, the adults didn't get in there. Like, I don't know why they didn't want to get in there. They didn't want to have no fun. But I'm going to let my head down. And I'm going to have some fun because you only go around once. And I'm going to have fun. You know what I mean? I want to make good-ass memories for myself and for my family. And my niece told me today, she said, Aunt Monica, you're so good with kids. You should adopt one. I said, well, we'll see what God says. And I would love to take my children from there. So it's like you go into each room. Each room has a different theme. And they have chocolate in one room, Airheads, the sticks, the pixie sticks. They have every candy you can possibly think of. And it's absolutely delicious. I love it. My bag was so full of candy. Because my sister-in-law kept dumping candy, my niece kept dumping candy, Malik kept dumping candy in my bag. And one of the girls, she was saying, oh, I should have bought a bag like this. My bag was so heavy. I had to carry that bag around Philadelphia. Felt like a brick was in the bottom of my bag. But I give that place 5 stars. 5 out of 5, I give it 5 stars. I had a very good time. Shout out to people at Candytopia. I will be back. If I'm not back with Megan, I will be back with my kids. And it was so funny. At the end, they have like this big gift shop and everything. They got all kinds of candy. And Malik wanted some poop. It's called flash poop. And it's poop flashlight. And you twist the bottom and it comes out. And it's clear candy and it looks like poop. And I broke his shit. I said, oh my God, you got to hold your shit together. It was so fucking funny. It was a good weekend. I had a really good weekend. I had a lazy, lazy Sunday. I made soup again. Avocado toast for breakfast this morning. Avocado toast for breakfast Sunday morning. You know, I had to eat these avocados because these avocados go bad really, really quick. So the gag, y'all, the tea, Philadelphia, where y'all at? I don't know. But anyway, y'all, we have been 21 minutes in this mother. I'm not going to keep y'all long. I'm just going to let y'all guys know one more again. Don't forget to get vaccinated because this is the shit I want to talk about, y'all. Am I going to take a break? No. Because I'm going to try and squeeze everything in. If not, I'll just take a break. It doesn't even matter to me anymore because shit's fucked up. So, you guys all know that I'm all about transparency. I try to be as transparent as possible. And I only let people know things that I want them to know. So, I will be getting my second shot on May 27th at 1 o'clock at the CVS in Towson. Now, Maryland has lifted the mask mandate. Okay, they're following CDC guidelines, and they are lifting the mask mandate. So when I was in Philly this weekend, you could not come inside without a mask on. Every business we went in, like, you have to have a mask, or you can't come in. So now that they're relaxed, Baltimore is not relaxed. Brandon Scott said, hell no, you still got to wear your mask. Because I think we're only at 32% in Baltimore, everybody vaccinated, or everybody at least got one shot. That's not a lot of people. And in America, only 36% of America is vaccinated. Let me see. I could be lying. Let me see. Let's look it up. That's why Google is our friend. Google wasn't my friend earlier today, but... Here we go. As of 6 a.m., May 14th, a total of 120 million, blah, 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 numbers, Americans have been fully vaccinated, or 36.2% of the country's population, according to the CDC's data. Below other states and Washington, D.C., ranked by percentage of the population that has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. So you think about it. Right, peep this, and remember, y'all, May 17th, write this down, save this podcast. Memorial Day is in 2 motherfucking weeks. Watch the cases go the fuck up, because I think, and this is my show, if you don't like my show, you can keep on going. You ain't got to listen. You can cut me off right now, because if you do not agree with me, you can just cut me off. Just cut me off. It's okay. I have a cute little audience. It's okay. Just cut me off. It's all right. We're not going to like each other anyway. I'm not going to say I dislike you because I don't know who you are, but you can dislike me all you want to. I don't care. This is Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn, not Up Early Before Everyone Else with you. So this is what we're going to do. 36.2% of America, the country's population, has been vaccinated. That's not a lot of people. That means that 64% of America is not vaccinated. They're not vaccinated, y'all. And I thought that they were going to give us these cards. They gave us these immunization cards or vaccination cards, whatever you want to call them. They gave us these cards carrying around. What the fuck did y'all give them to us for? If you're going to let every time Zig Harry Karen out, they should have never fucking done that. And I'm going to tell you something. They care more about money than the overall health and safety of America. Because there's no way in hell I would have said, y'all go ahead on and take your mask off. I would have waited at least through summer to see the numbers. Y'all watch. It's going to be a spike because stores are relaxed. Baltimore, we are not relaxed, okay? But you can go into Walmart, Costco, Trader Joe's, and you don't have to have a mask on. You don't. And now the thing is like, okay, so what about the people who are not vaccinated? And you're by somebody else who was not vaccinated. And y'all bitches both got COVID. It's not going to help. It's not going to help for you. It's not going to help. You are going to die, okay? If you do not, you can die. It's not going to be as bad as someone with the vaccination because we could get it. We could still get it, but it won't be as bad. You understand what I'm saying? So y'all have to be careful out there. And Dr. Fauci said we have to trust people. I'm going to trust a motherfucking soul. How the fuck am I going to trust somebody to sit up there and say, oh yeah, I got vaccinated? Bitch, shut the fuck up. No, the fuck you didn't, because only 36.2% of the country's population have been vaccinated. I don't know the math or when and how many got vaccinated, but it's not a lot of us that got vaccinated. Trust. President Biden wanted to have it at 70% by July the 4th. May the force be with you, sir. Good luck with that shit, because I don't see that happening. Because people are going to take the mask off. They're going to keep going out. They're going to keep doing shit. The numbers going to go up. People going to start dying again. But people haven't stopped dying. And people are still dying, y'all. And people are dying. People are still dying. They still have those numbers up, the COVID numbers up, and the vaccinations and all that good stuff. They have all that up for you to look at. You know, and if you don't want to get vaccinated, that's your prerogative. But you should be considerate enough to wear a fucking mask. But you know what? Do whatever the fuck you want to do. I don't give a damn. Kiss my ass. That's all I got to say about that. All right, y'all. We are coming up on the last topic of this morning show. It is now 7:01 a.m. I don't know what time you're going to hear this, but right now it is 7:01 a.m. on tax day. Make sure your taxes is done, bitches, because if not, you're going to jail. And y'all better leave the PPP loans alone. That's all I got to say. If you want unemployment and you're getting PPP loans, bitch, you're going to jail. Y'all going to jail. But anyway, I want to talk about respect. I'm not going to keep y'all. Like I said, we've been on for 29, 25. So I just want to break this down real quick and let you guys know a little bit about respect. If anybody wondering, I will be on tomorrow, Tuesday, May 18th. It's my aunt's birthday. I'm sorry, I'm right typing something. Wait a minute. I gotta keep this on because I gotta see the time. So we have my aunt's birthday is Tuesday, May 18th, and one of my good friends' birthday, I think my good friend is 50. Time sure flies. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Time flies. Time waits for no one, y'all. I be trying to tell people, time waits for nobody. So while you're here, for a little while, you might as well have a good time. So I am not writing today. I refuse. I was writing all last week, and I said, you know what? I'm going to take a break. I might take a break for like a couple of days. I'm lying. I probably have been here writing my ass off. Yeah, so I'll be back on Tuesday. I will not be on Wednesday because I have a doctor's appointment. And depending on how I feel, I'll probably be on Thursday or Friday. So I don't come on the 22nd or 23rd. I will be on the 24th, 25th. I won't be on the 26th. Maybe the 27th, 28th. No. I'm lying. COVID shot on the 27th. Right. I was wondering what was going on. The COVID shot. COVID. I got to go back for my COVID. So I don't know, y'all. But I don't think I'll be back. I think I said I'll be back June because I have a doctor's appointment and I have to go see Chantel. So I'll probably be back after June 1st. It depends, y'all. It really depends. It's Tuesday. No, I probably won't be back until June 7th. I'll return June 7th. My triumphant return will be June 7th. And that will be if I don't see you guys between next Tuesday, I will be on the 24th and the 25th. The 26th, you know, I don't come on Wednesdays. The 27th. I don't know. Anyway, like, what did they care about y'all? What did they care about today? Because you can listen to this any day. Y'all can listen to this any time. All right. Respect. What is going on, bitch? Respect. I got a text message today. Not today. Not this morning. No. I'm not talking about that one. I got a text message. I did get a text this morning, but that's not who I'm going to talk about. When was it? Friday, Saturday? I don't remember. I think it was Saturday. And I always say that I'm not going to talk about certain subjects anymore because people, they don't come on the show to get entertained. They come to be fucking nosy, bitch. And you think that, and it's not my core audience. It's just certain people that I know personally. And I'm still going to talk about what the fuck I want to talk about because it's what I choose to talk about. It's what I choose to say out my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, how, it's just like, you know, this stuff happens to me. And what I like to do is, like I've always said, this may be my disclaimer, is that I like to talk about what happens to me in hopes of helping someone. Someone, you know, like empower someone, give somebody, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, hope. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, Monica did that. She got through that. So let me see if I can do the same thing. That's why I do what I do. And I love what I do. But anyway, I got a text message. And the text said, when can I see you? I think I could squeeze this all in Uh, 15 minutes or maybe less. Let's see, where is it? Because I always have receipts. The last time I heard from you was May motherfucking 4th. It's May 17th. And the last time I saw you was in motherfucking the end of April. Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen you in almost a month. I barely hear from you. When can I see you? I'm in Philadelphia all weekend. That's the gag, bitch. That's the tea. I'm in Philly. But let me break it down to y'all like this. Don't let nobody come and disrupt your life. Don't let nobody come and disrespect your flow. Because I feel like it is so fucking disrespectful when somebody does that. Like, and it's only for your own selfish ass. You know what I mean? Like, fuck anything about Monica. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have talked about my issues. I haven't even got how you feel. You know what I mean? How are you doing? Does it still hurt? Dude, you know, the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't stress this anymore. Like, don't let nobody come and disrespect your flow. Don't let nobody come and disrespect your life. You know what I mean? Like, if you do not want to be bothered with a particular person or someone, you do not have to. It is okay to cut off toxic-ass relationships. It's okay to block toxic-ass people. And if you have a family member that's motherfucking toxic, bitch, you can cut their asses off. Because the fuck, I've done it. And do I feel bad about it, motherfucker? No. No, I don't. I do not feel bad about what the fuck I am not apologizing anymore to anybody about anything. You know, I'm not bitter. I'm not mean. I'm not angry. I'm just living my life. As you all can see, I'm doing what I want to do. I pray about it and I do it. And if God lays something heavy on my chest, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Like, I really wanted to, like, lay into this person. Because instead of saying, when can I see you? How about this? Monica, can I come and pick you up and take you out for a cup of coffee? Monica, can I come and pick you up? Monica, are you available to come out with me tonight so we can go to the casino, grab a Absolute Crush or go down and get a Long Island or get a beer or get a cup of soda or something? But Monica, would you like a bottle of wine? You know, Monica, would you like to go to Morton's with Monica? Would you like to go to McDonald's with me? Monica, I got some chicken nuggets in the house. Would you like me to fry some up for you? Monica, I made plans today for us. And it doesn't have to be an everyday thing. But I'm telling you, once you lower, if I could have said, I'll come see you tonight, motherfucker, for what? You understand what I'm saying, y'all? I could have said, I could come and see you tonight. But you did not give me any options. You did not give me any choices. I'll come and pick you up. Like, I'll come pick you up. You got a car, bitch. You can't come pick me up? So you gonna let me spend $50 come over to your house every time? For what? I can sit in my own damn house and be entertained. I got a television in every room in this house. I have an iPad, a MacBook, an iPhone. I have radio. I have a stereo. I don't listen to it, but, you know, I have cable. Not cable. I have DirecTV. You know, I have Hulu. I have Netflix. I have Disney Plus. I have HBO Max. I have Discovery Plus. We just upgraded our Hulu. So I got Hulu with no commercials. Why do I need to come and leave the comforts of my house to come and sit in yours? And when I asked you, can we go out on a date? When are we going out? Oh, I don't know. Well, I don't know when I'm coming over there. And I left it at that. I left you on red. Some people deserve that. Some people don't. But the majority of the people deserve it. Some people come, disrespect shit, fuck shit up, and then they just roll the fuck out. I don't appreciate that shit. And I, for one, am telling you all, telling you ladies, telling you gentlemen, you do not have to settle for shit. You don't. Not calling this person shit, but you don't have to settle for somebody else's bullshit. That is so fucking selfish, though. You know, I mean, like, how fucking selfish can you fucking be to actually call somebody while they're on their little day vacations? You know, their little day to getaways. How dare you fucking call somebody? They're having the time of their fucking life. You know, they're having a fucking blast. And you want to interrupt the flow and just fuck up shit. How dare you? How fucking dare you, yo? Like, do I have to go back to the hood with you? See, I'm not going to be able to get this out. I'm going to be right back. I need some more time for this. I need a little bit more time for this right here, what I got to say. Hold on, y'all. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. I had to... So you haven't heard from somebody. In almost a month. Next week it'll be a month. Sunday will be a month. It'll be a month. So you decide that you want to see this person. You decide you want to go and fuck shit up. I'm not 17 anymore. I'm not 21 anymore. I'm a grown ass woman. And I do grown ass woman things. I spoil myself. I do. I had a man for 4, going on 5 years that was so sweet and kind to me. Up until maybe the end, you know, the end. You know, he felt some type of way. He went his way, I went mine, which we all know the story. If you don't know the story, you can go back and listen to it. I don't know, y'all. I'm sorry. I got so many damn shows. You can go back and take a pick and listen. But when you're used to, when you're accustomed to certain things, and I'm not saying that I'm not a gold digger. By far, I am not. I just like people to treat me as such. I match vibes. You know what I'm saying? So if you throw in a vibe, I'm going to throw it right back. I match energy. You know, like, I take myself out to lunch all the time. I take myself out to dinner all the time. Because I know what I want. And you have to be pretty damn special for me to break my vibes. You know what I mean? Like, even when I was with, when I had a boyfriend, a man, a friend, or whatever, I still took myself out on dates. Because how are you supposed to know? How are they supposed to know? How are you supposed to know how you want to be treated? Unless you know how to treat yourself. Like, I have a standard. I set the standard so high for the next man. If I have to be single for the rest of my life, I'm going to be single for the rest of my life. You understand what I'm saying? And me and my cousin were talking. We were talking about how I compare. And she said, that's okay to compare. It's all about respect. You know, and then I'm not going to repeat what was said, but am I that, you see that, you think that low of me? To not, I haven't, you think that low of me? To think that, oh, I'm just going to jump up in Philadelphia, leave Philly, to come down here with you to do things that I do not want to do. Because I, my friend, respect myself. I have self-respect. You know, it ain't all what happened in the past. That's the past, bruh. We talking about 2021. We're in the 21st century. We're in the middle of a daily-ass motherfucking pandemic. I'm trying to sell a book or two. You heard me. But people come into your life and try to disrupt shit, try to fuck up shit, and then get mad when it rains on them. And I'm so sorry, you guys, but respect goes both ways. And that was the most disrespectful shit I've ever. And this is the most disrespectful I've. And many people may be like, oh, Monica, that's not so disrespectful. Yes, it is. When you're used to doing a certain thing, and then you have somebody come and disrupt the flow, that's being disrespectful. You do not say certain things to a woman, a grown-ass woman, who got out of a relationship a year and a half ago that is accustomed and used to doing things. Nice things, going out, eating, having fun, going to the casino, watching TV together, watching movies. And first of all, no first motherfucking date should be in nobody's motherfucking house. Y'all, I swear, oh my God, I'm not putting nobody on blast, but we grown. We should be able to go to the bar and sit and have a cocktail or two. We don't necessarily have to eat anything. We can get like sliders. We can share sliders and talk. That's the shit I'm on. Okay? We can go to happy hour 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We can go to happy hours like 5 to 7. Sometimes 3 to 7, 3 to 9, depending on where you go. Happy hour. I can't even get that. You understand what I'm saying? And I get so triggered by it that I just get so emotional and I just get so triggered by it that I just stop the conversation. And I told my mother, I want to just lay into him so bad. I just want to lay into him. My mother was like, don't even do it. Don't waste your time. You got to respect yourself in order to have people respect you. And if, by all means, if I do not have to have this person in my life anymore, I don't have to have this person in my life anymore because I am doing fine without you. I'm doing great. I don't need you. If you're going to come and fuck shit up, you're going to come and say those things. That means you only want me for one motherfucking thing. And you're not getting it. I don't know how blunt I have to be. I just don't understand how you just come around and just disrespect somebody like that. I don't get it. Oh, my nose is like getting on my damn nerves. Excuse me. Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. But it happened in Philly today. It was like as soon as we walked outside, the wind started blowing. Okay, you charged. Okay, I got you. The wind started blowing and, you know, shit started blowing around. My eyes started watering. My nose started running and... You know, happened in Philly on Saturday, and it's still going on Monday. And so anyway, y'all, I just want to say, y'all look out for yourselves, respect yourself, because it's not worth it, y'all. You know how You know, all the glitters is not gold, but you got to respect yourself. And once you respect yourself and once you realize, I don't need this shit, and then you will start looking at things totally different. You will look like, do I really want this person in my life? Do I really want to do this? Do I really want to do that? I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. I don't want to. You know, when you're used to doing a certain things, like, I'm going to break it down to you like this, and I know I broke it down to y'all before, but those who don't know, I'm going to say it to y'all. My boyfriend used to call me and be like, I want to go, blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay. When you want to go? Let's go tomorrow morning at 11. Let's go to lunch tomorrow. I'll take you to lunch, come back home, chill, and then I'll take you to work. Fine. I'll come pick you up the night when you get off. Fine. That's fine. Then I'll call him. Blah, 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 blah. You want to go out for breakfast? I got you. Where you at? I'm on my way. You want to go to the casino? Yeah. I got you. Okay. You want some cheesecake? Okay. You want this? All right. I'm going to make this for dinner tonight. Okay. I'll be there. You know? And I remember I was reading on Facebook, they was talking about how somebody had planned a date and the guy called the girl and said, well, I made reservations for this restaurant Friday night at 6:30 or whatever. Let's just say that what it said. And she thought it was so nice. And the people in the comments was like going in, they were busting like, I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't that what romance is about? Spontaneity? Is that what it's about? Y'all, child, that's why y'all, some of these women are so miserable. They don't want to shoot a shot with men. And it made me feel bad because I shot my shot. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, okay, I done went and did my shot, whatever. So you mean to tell me I'm desperate because this man wasn't? So my thing is, so you see somebody that you're attracted to, right? You're supposed to let that person go by. So what if the person does not notice you? Oh, and then like, oh, he a man, he gonna notice me. How you know that? So how you know that man is just walking past, and how you say hello, and then he turns around and be like, that was the best thing that you ever did. I found my wife. How you don't know that? How you don't know that? You understand what I'm saying? Like, how do you not know that could be the person to turn your world around, to turn your world upside the fuck down? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't get it. I wasn't offended at all. I'm just like, damn, am I desperate? I mean, guys approach me all the time, but I just felt like I'm going to shoot my shot with this dude right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let him know how I feel. I'm like, listen. You know what I'm saying? I'm listen to me. I'm going to let you know what's going down. I'm going to let you know the thing. You want to know how I feel about you. And a lot of people are scared of rejection. I'm not. It's a part of life. And I'm thinking, okay, well, if I get rejected, then that means God has something better. So rejection is a part of life. And respect is the bigger part. So respect yourselves. And I'm like, people are like, well, how the two correlate? Bitch, if you can't decipher respecting yourself and boundaries and rejection, you don't need me. You just need to cut my show off because I ain't explaining shit to y'all anyway because y'all been up early before everyone else. I'm Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn. And as always, I'm always up before everyone else. I will talk to y'all tomorrow. We're going to have a jam-packed show. Bye.